This is Dorothy Sucker testing a tape in preparation for doing a recording this evening with Peter Hutchinson, whose work has been associated with the...
On the background, or will that give him away?
Well, not right away.
No.
This is Dorothy Sucker interviewing Peter Hutchinson in Provincetown on July 27th, 1967, with a background of music. Peter, I thought we might begin by having you describe what you're involved with right now in your work, what a typical piece that you're producing looks like, without any attempt to align it with any art movements, just what we would see if we were looking at one of them.
Well, I have a piece here that I've made up in Provincetown this summer. Just describing it briefly, it's roughly a diamond shape, and it is made to hang in a corner of a room. It has a 90-degree angle. And it's monochrome, orange. It's made of wood. And it's about 1.5 inches thick. It has sawed off blunted ends. The piece, however, doesn't always hang in a corner. That is, related pieces can stand on the floor or on a table. They're just objects. And they also can be repeated and used module forms where they fit together and make rather simple multiple shapes.
In some cases, of course, as you mentioned before, you do increase the scale so that some of these are done on a considerably larger scale.
Yes, I've done up to 8 feet across. They were mostly in canvas. But I'm thinking more in terms now of making large pieces by fitting smaller pieces together, perhaps having them manufactured in metal, or possibly having wood pieces made.
Then we have just been looking at some of your drawings that relate to these forms, and I was very interested in trying to establish which came first, you know, whether I assume from the drawings that you would not begin with modeling a three-dimensional form, but that you had begun, and then in some cases, with a drawing concept, so that then, of course, you had mentioned that some of the drawings were made after the fact, so I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how an idea takes shape.
It's a hard thing to answer, but, well, I tend to do very little work and a lot of thinking. I think most people I know tend to do that too. But I think very, in my, the way I work, I think each piece is really just a very small evolution of after each other piece. And I really have to think it out very carefully in my mind before I make it. I just feel a three-dimensional thing is very different from a two-dimensional drawing, and I probably couldn't even figure out how it was made from a drawing, or whether it was possible. So I usually, some ideas I give up because I just really can't see how they can be practically made. And after that I like to make a drawing of it. And things really very seldom come out of the drawings.
Well, let's take this particular one that you just described. How did you have the first glimmering of what this would be like? You were thinking about it first. What was the first thing that you did with material of any kind?
What kind of material? Any kind of material?
Any kind of material.
You mean canvas?
Well, whatever you did after you had the idea, after you had a sort of a concept of what it might be like, then what did you do practically to find out how it would look in materials?